Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, God is good. God is what? God is good. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, for me, I fail to clean those what? Glasses. When I clean them, I look at them and they are not what? I do my best to clean them. Yeah, so that's why when I come here on Sunday, there's someone who is an expert with glasses. So I take use of that. Amen? Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Dennis, good to see you back. Yes, Dennis was in the village last Sunday. And Bob, I heard that you're in the village. Oh, they deceived me. They deceived me. You're in Entebbe. Okay, yes, there's someone who deceived me. Yeah, that their sermons went to what? To the border. Glory be to God. Yeah, good to see you. Alan, where were you last Sunday? You cut church. He was around. Eh? Okay, you didn't come to say hi. That's why I thought, yeah, Bridget, you are not here. Good to see you. Hallelujah. No, on Easter. Were you around? She wasn't. Hallelujah. Of course, Matthew wasn't around. He was with a dad. Christina and Grace Joy were at home. Matthew traveled with you guys. Christina remained. Yeah. That's what I said, isn't it? Yes. Grace Joy, your mom thought I said something, right? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see all of you. Lydia, you are not here. Okay, Mark wasn't here. Hey, we're told that you are unwell. You also fall sick. Yeah? Men are not supposed to fall sick. Huh? Men are not supposed to do what? Hey, you're supposed to be a man. Huh? Yeah, before church, I read a story, but I think it is just someone who's skilled at writing, yeah, who, and they wrote that they are somewhere in Gulu, in a certain hotel. Yeah? It's a man. He's in Gulu, in a hotel, and he's somewhere in a hotel, he's chilling, and his wife thinks, because he told her that he went for a week in Ugulu for a workshop. The truth of the matter is, he lied. He's in a hotel with chilling because he needed rest from family things, money. I tell be a man, what? He was so stressed. And he's like, I need to what? To rest and chill. So he told his wife, there's a workshop. I'm going for it. But he said, but the truth of the matter, I mean, what? I'm chilling, and at the end of the 5 days, I'll go back home with a gift for her from a local supermarket that I've brought you this. You know, the workshop has ended well. Yes, that he needed it. So the question was, is it right to do that? But he said he's alone, by the way. He's alone in the hotel, chilling, watching football, eating pork. Yeah? Yes. So the question was, is it wrong to do that? Okay. Who says no? Who says no? Who says yes, it's wrong? Okay. Marriage fellowship. Maybe that's a topic for what? Next Sunday. Anyway, but be led by God, okay? Yes, good to see Esther's brother. Okay? And Pakoya, what a mod. Let's stop there, amen. There's someone, you know Dr. Magara, the one, the dental surgeon, he had me once was speaking to some lady who is a Mtoro. So he was standing by. Then he heard all those things about Otamo, you know. The guy said, this sounds like Luo. What language is that? Because of those you know. That was in Kenya when we went for the convention. Anyway, glory be to God. Yeah, Olive wasn't also here last Sunday. Were you? Yes. We welcome you. And we welcome your cousin, is it? Sister, why do I think she's your cousin? Anyway, sister, we welcome you. Good to see you. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We also welcome Glory and Andrew's daughters. Amen. Let's give them a big hand clap. Okay? Yes. Are you teaching them a local language? Yeah, you should. Hallelujah. Where's Andrew? They should. They should be taught. The mother should teach. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. So after clapping for her, now what? Yes. So Bob, Anne, and family, welcome you. Welcome every one of you. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes. Mark, be a man. Don't just fall sick just like that. Amen. The problem, the only men, the only real men are Arsenal supporters. Hallelujah. We are men. Even if we didn't go to Gayaza High School, where they never give up. Amen. We don't give up. Glory be to God. We don't do what? We don't give up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You support us and no, or you don't care? You don't care? Huh? You're neutral. There's nothing like that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, so last Sunday, for those who are not here, we talked about, let's read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8, which says that, when Jesus, he led captivity captive. So he says that, therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Okay? Bridget, who are those captives? Okay? Who wasn't here last Sunday? Put up your hand. You weren't here last Sunday. Don't put it down, okay? Put it up. Nyo. So who listened to the sermon? Put down your hand if you listen to the sermon. Hallelujah. Yes, so it's only Grace Joy's mom who listened to the sermon. Okay, and so you missed. Okay, so the captives here are those people, the saints of old who died before the coming of Jesus. All right? And when they died, saints like Abraham, they didn't go to heaven. Okay? They didn't go to heaven before Jesus came and died and rose again and ascended on high. Okay? They used to go to a place in the earth called Abraham's bosom. Okay? Hallelujah. That's why, so anyway, when Jesus died, he also went to that place down in the earth. That's why in verse 9 it says that, now this he ascended, what does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? Okay? So when Jesus died, okay, his body was on the cross, okay, for some hours. Then he was buried in a tomb, but his spirit was actually in the lower parts of the earth. He went down there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, when he arose, the Bible says in Matthew that many saints also arose with him, and they visited many people. Okay? Now, those saints were those who once upon a time were like captives under the earth. They couldn't go to heaven yet, because the way to heaven hadn't yet been made. Okay? By the blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, when Jesus arose, he appeared to Mary, and he told Mary that, "Do not touch me, okay? I haven't yet ascended to my Father and your Father." Okay? Hallelujah. That was in the morning, because he rose on Sunday morning. Then, so he said that, "I haven't yet done what? Ascended." Now, in the evening, he appeared to his disciples and he told them that, "You can touch me." Okay? So what happened between morning and evening? Morning, he says, "Don't touch me." Evening, he says, "Touch me." Okay? But morning, he said, "Don't touch me because I haven't yet ascended." So that means that at a certain point in the morning, he ascended on high. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews that he went with his blood into the Holy of Holies in heaven. Glory be to God. To offer his blood in the temple in heaven, just as a high priest used to offer blood in the temple once every year. Glory be to God. Now, Jesus, also being our high priest, did the same, but not in the temple on earth, but in the real temple in heaven. Glory be to God. And after he did that, he came back. Then he tells his disciples that, "Now you can touch me." Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, 40 days later, okay, he ascended and went to heaven, and he's coming back. Okay, now when he ascended, okay, when he went, okay, he went with those saints. He led captivity captive. He went with them. Glory be to God. Because he had made a way for them, okay, when he went and offered his blood in the temple in heaven. When he offered blood for their sins. Okay? Yes, you should know that the Old Testament saints, before the coming of Jesus, before his death, their sins were forgiven, yes, but in a sense, they were still there. Hallelujah. Well, Christine is like, "But Pastor, be careful." That's the truth. Okay? You remember, there's something called the Day of Atonement. Okay? That day when, that was once a year, when the high priest would enter the Holy of Holies to offer blood for the entire nation. Isn't it? Okay? So it was to cover their sins. In fact, the real word for atonement is cover. Okay? Not wipe out. It is what? We cover. Glory be to God. Because remember, the only thing that can wipe out sins is the blood of Jesus. You get me? Yeah, but Jesus hadn't died before he came and died. So his blood hadn't been shed. Do you understand? Okay, so that's why, yes, they were forgiven, but it was like a promise. Okay, they were forgiven because God knew that since they put their faith in the coming of the Messiah, okay, one day the Messiah would come and reward, wipe away their sins. Do you understand? I don't know if I'm explaining that well. Okay? Yeah, and that's the reason why when they died, they never went to heaven until Jesus shed his blood. Okay, for the forgiveness, for the total wiping away of their sins. Glory be to God. And only after that were they able to go to heaven. Glory be to God. Now, we who live, or all those who lived after Jesus had paid the price, had shed his blood, okay, when we die, we don't go in the lower parts of the earth. Hallelujah. We go straight to heaven because the way was made already. Glory be to God. Okay? That's why Paul says that absent from the body, present with the Lord. Okay? Absent from the body, so we no longer die. So that place, okay, Abraham's bosom is no longer in the lower parts of the earth. Glory be to God. So anyone who is a Christian, okay, if you die and you are ready, okay, when you die, you go straight to heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Then we also learned that sometimes the saints, the people who have gone to heaven, sometimes God can allow them to visit us and give us messages from heaven. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just like angels come and visit us, okay, and give us messages from heaven. Just like sometimes Jesus himself comes down and gives us messages, okay? Sometimes he can also use departed saints, okay, to come and give us messages from heaven, okay? But be careful. Don't seek that, okay? Don't seek that. Glory be to God. It's okay to seek the visitation of Jesus, but departed saints, I warn you, be careful. Just leave that to the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah, but just, so we read the last scripture that day, that there's an angel who, in Revelation, who showed John the things that were to come. And at a certain point, John wanted to worship the angel. Okay? Glory be to God. And the angel said, no, do not do that. I am your fellow servant, okay? And of your brethren, the prophet. So with that scripture, you can see that that angel wasn't really an angel, okay? Realize that the word angel means messenger. Okay, so it could also have been just translated as a messenger. Okay? Now, according to what that angel, that messenger said, you can see that that messenger was once upon a time a human being on earth. Glory be to God. Died, went to heaven, and now he had been given the honor of revealing to John the things that were to come, or the things that are to come. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You remember even Moses, okay? Moses died, isn't it? Moses, the Old Testament said. He died, okay? He died, and the Bible says God buried him. Isn't it? God himself buried him. How many of you would want to be buried by the Lord? Himself. Okay? But you see, when that happened, because God buried him, and no one knew where God buried him. Kati, how many of you would want to know where Jehovah Zis say? Every now and again they come and they take care of your grave. They put flowers, they put, what is that stuff? Concrete, Nebaka Zimba, Uka grave core. Okay? You want that, isn't it? For me, I don't care. Okay, for me, I don't what? I don't care. I'll have died, you know. Hallelujah. And so, yeah, if you had God to bury you, you might never be what? You might just be history. Glory be to God. By the way, my testimony this week, you remember I told you that you shouldn't leave a legacy on earth. You remember I told you? And some of you looked at me like I'm very bad. You understand? Because you see, those are the things you've grown up hearing. Why, you know, live well now? How will they remember you? Do good things. That when you die, they will say what you did. You are nice, you know. But I told you that. Don't live for that. You see, when you start living so that when you die, people can say good things about you. You understand? You are actually now living for people. Do you understand? You're living for people. You're actually not living for the will of God. Do you understand? You're living for people. So people have become your God. Do you understand? I can see some of you are like, man, you know, you should do this because when you die, when they are burying you, you're going to get ashamed because you didn't have this, you didn't have this in the village, you didn't have this. But you see, first of all, you're already dead. You understand? If there's ukuswara, if you are a parent, it is maybe your children. But you are gone, man. Okay? But better be gone to heaven. Do you understand? Okay? Hallelujah. So if you, that stuff, be good to people, because if you die, who bury you? There will be so few people at your burial. Why do you care about that? You'll be dead. You'll be what? You'll be dead. So you see, you're living for people instead of living for the will of God. You understand? You see, if you die and no swallow, you get embarrassed at your what? A funeral. Okay? Maybe you haven't left 100 acres for your kids. But you see, if you lived for God, God will take care of those kids. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Okay? My father used to tell me that, you see, that Museven, his father was poor. His father was poor, but now the man is president. Do you understand? Esther is what? Esther and company. Esther Ukokundeka, okay? Museveni's mother and the husband. They were not like in Ankole, no one would put them on the what? The hall of fame of rich people. They were not there. They were not where? You understand? So now they die, but their son is what? He's Kawa. You understand? And their grandchildren. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Is there a great-grandchild yet? But there's a grandchild who got married recently. Did you do Udiko at her wedding? It's this month. You're doing Diko. Why didn't you speak the national language? Glory be. So the wedding is this month. So it is the Kwanjula that we saw. Glory be to God. Have you heard? It was what?
It was what?
Have you heard? Kalibala, have you heard? You say it also.
Kugambovu Jane. Okay.
Yeah, and so you see, so those things of, you know, so you see, that's why people are thieves in Uganda. People are amassing wealth. Why? Because when they die, when they die, they will say, man, the guy has left, when they read their will, he has left this and this and this, you know, But you see, you are a thief, you are in heaven. Eh? No, you are in hell. You understand? But you stole so that they can say all those what big things about you. Do you understand? It's not worth it. Then just, okay, let's say you didn't steal. You lived on earth what they call a good life. But the good life, you're actually living it for people. You didn't live for God. You see what I mean? Eh? For example, the money that you are supposed to bring to church, eh? Go as you call them into what? So that, but like to please people or to do this, so that also you, when you die, people will be able, eh? What you have left behind. Now, when you, yeah, so you go to heaven, but man, there are rewards you're going to miss in heaven, eternal rewards. You understand? Because the money that was supposed to get you those rewards, you used it to please people so that they speak well of you at your funeral, at All Saints. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Anyway, so I haven't yet given the testimony. Yeah, the testimony is that this week I read Rick Joyner's Word for the Week. And I was so happy that he said exactly that. He said that he has read, and I think he has observed that there are several men of God, okay, who lost track towards the end of their lives. They did not necessarily sin, but they went off track just before the end. And he says that they went off track for one reason. They began to think about the legacy they will leave behind. You understand? They began to think about what? Legacy. What will be said of me when I die? For 70 years, they have lived in the perfect will of God. Now, towards the end, they start thinking legacy. Yeah? The Batoro, we call it echirare. Did you know that word? Hallelujah. You know, so that now caused them to go what? Off track. Off the will of God. Not necessarily sin, but just off the will of God. Glory be to God. They began to think of legacy. Hallelujah. Okay, and they lost it. And so when I read that, I was like, this, you know, eh? So I was like, I have to come back and assure you. Hallelujah. Amen? But on a serious note, if you really love Jesus, hallelujah, please, eh, don't live for what? Don't live for people. Live for God. Live for what? Hallelujah. If God hasn't given you with something, and not having that something might get you embarrassed at your funeral. You understand? Those are the people who feel like you didn't do this and you didn't have that. Those are theirs. Hallelujah. For you, man, you'll be having eternal rewards. God will be like, you fulfill the will of God for your life. Then you say, enter thou, eh? Enter thee. Into what? My kingdom. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bridget Agadi. Agamba gwe, you're joking. Now, I'm joking, okay? I have an uncle. I had an uncle who passed away. So this gentleman was sick, and he had land. Okay, land. So they told him that, you see, sell your land so that you can treat yourself. He had cancer, and was, so it was expensive. Sell your land and do what? Treat yourself. Okay? Man, the game the guy was playing, you could see he wasn't ready to sell his land. But he's going. Okay, so he wanted people to contribute for his medication, treatment. But for him, he's not selling his stuff. So he wants Bob to sell his land and pay for what? But for him, he's not doing what? So my thinking, why he was doing that, he's like, okay, my thinking, eh? Like, I don't know if my thinking is right, but my thoughts are, he wanted to what? I guess when he dies and they read, it's called what? Echilamo. Eh? The will. Gambe, alesewe takari abanabe. You know, eh? No, those things of, hey, you died, you didn't have a house, you understand, eh? So you could see now, he wanted other people to spend their time, but for him, is what? He's known. Why? Banagama chinga afude, datu msaji afude, talese woka antu. Do you understand? Tena kalese, he has left nothing. Kale men are not serious. Do you understand? And to me, who had my what? Great, godly thoughts. I was like, you know, eh? Like you think, you're thinking of what people will say, but you're dead. Do you understand? Okay? You will be, if you're in hell, you'll be there, man, burning and what, you know, eh? You won't be caring what they're saying at the burial. You won't. Hallelujah. Then in case you've gone to heaven, you won't even be thinking of what are they saying, are they what? But in fact, for many Christians, they'll be regretting. Kale sente, naziko ze sabili, ngate zari za crusade, zari za kuyamba bavu, eh? Katine nziko ze sa, okola chino, so that banjo gerako, you know, bulunji. Do you understand? Anyway, for me, I've told you, you should live for God. Glory be to God. You should live for what? Mze, me for many years. Te wali antisa tisa. Hallelujah. Ninga Museveni. Museveni was saying something like that, isn't it? There's a clip. What was, I think, responding to what? Chagulani. Isn't it? Well, eh? Mark, you watched it? Hey, who watched it? Who knows how to? What did he say?
I remember.
Not what you remember, what
he said. He said, talk kiddies over kutisa tisa muntu yena.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, even me, your chapter, Unaji Gala. I close that chapter of Wukunti Satisa, what they will start my burial. Glory be to God. How many people will bury me? Who cares? How many people will bury me? So be nice to people, be nice to what? You know, people won't bury. Who cares? You know, eh? Now I'm supposed to be preaching. Then you tell me, no, go for so-and-so's burial. Because, man, who will bury you? Those, you know, when you bury people, they also bury you, you know. Eh? Then I leave the will of God, son, I'm supposed to be here. Then I go to what? Bury. So that I can increase the number of people who what? Who bury me. Can you imagine? So you get out of the will of God. Hallelujah. How many cars will show up at your burial? You've heard that rubbish. People can't even move number of cars. Because now you know Tango could live for number of cars that will show up. Okay? Many of those number of cars are witch doctors. Eh? Any of you people, live for God. Hallelujah. When we sang this song, I Will Love You, I remembered reading from Rick Joyner once, and he said that there's a guy who did a study in the Bible, and he discovered that the only person who told God in the Bible that I will love you was that psalmist. Glory be to God. The only person who told God, I will love you. Not that others didn't, but you don't have the evidence. Hallelujah. So, who wrote that psalm? Grace Joy. Yeshua. You know, not all psalms were written by David. You know that. So, it's David. David. Only person who told God, I will love you. Hallelujah. So, for me, when I'm singing that song, it is not just words. Nange mba, mbanga, I'm assuring God that I will love you. I will do my best, okay? Of course, we fall short, isn't it? But I will do my best to live for you. And not to live for what? For people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Live for what? These things of living a chirari. Legacy. You start living for legacy. You will regret, man, when you face the Lord. He will be like, man, you lived a wasted life. But here they will be speaking well of you. They will be telling children, the youth, to imitate you. But in heaven, God will be like, he was a total failure. Total what? Whoever got an F9. Hallelujah. Okay. Namanya, your wife has put up her hand. Nange nafuna, I've ever got whatever than F9. Remember when I got, was it 6% in history? That was an F9. So, man, these things are serious. One day, we're going to heaven and we're going to meet the Lord face to face. Okay? Of course, for men, many of us will be in heaven, as in that's good. But now, reward. And just the whole thing of that, I didn't serve the Lord as I should have done. When you are like, man, you face your Savior, the one who saved you from hell, the one who loved you so much. Okay? You've entered heaven, yes, but you realize that there is nothing you did for him. You understand? Eh? He who died for you, everything that you did on earth was for yourself and for people. Was what? For people. What they will see when you die. You do know that when you die, your funeral will be politicized, man. We all see one chairman who show up and speak their rubbish. You know, Mbukati, no, LC3 chairman, Ajayo Gere, Mkuruwe Chalo. Like, what were they in my life? Glory be to God. That's why for me, I'm going to be like Mr. Kajimba. Who knows Mr. Kajimba here? Mr. Kajimba, Bamekawa Mani. Alan, you know him? Who is he? Wrong, F9. Hallelujah. Who knows Kajimba? Mr. Kalibala? A+. Hallelujah. Give him a big hand clap. Hallelujah. Yeah. Before he died, man, in his will, he said how many people should speak at the wedding? No, sorry. Funeral. 4. And he listed them. Number 1, Mrs. Ukajimba. Wakaviri. Bishop Muhima. Wakasatu. Wakana. Okay, but who was that person? Anyway, the fourth one had died, okay? Now, so he dies. Hallelujah. He did what? By the way, he's in heaven. You remember that? Who didn't remember that? After he died, Dennis had a dream, and he was in heaven, dressed in the canon's what? Gown or what? Cloak. You saw him, Your mom, the wife, had a dream when, man, the guy was in glory. Okay? Now, and so he dies, and at the burial man, the politicians showed up. Hallelujah. Okay? The politicians and the politician, you know, elsewhere, you know, eh? Man, now it was Dennis who was in charge of what? Of executing the will for people. Hallelujah. Now, as you know, you're there then, then the MC is like, let us welcome what? You know, big guys are showing up. And when big guys show up, they're supposed to say something, isn't it? Okay? I was there. At one point, the VC, Makere, Vice Chancellor Makere, what's his name, Mark? Unawangu. He shows up, man. How can Nawangu, VC Makere, show up from Kampala and then say anything? Yeah? So, man, so people began to go to, they went to with Dennis, the executor of the will. That now, you know, whenever I see this corruption, man, someone said no for, that pressure, if it, you know, they think they went to the mother, to the wife, the wife of the late, they are like, look at Unawangu, why, you know, Dennis was like, but daddy said. Daddy what? Daddy said. Bala biganye, wamujimba, he has refused. Do you know what they did? Total corruption, man. They went to Mrs. Mujimba. Yeah? Tell Dennis, man. Bob, man. When things they fail, you have a give an. Manyaba chala. They know how to what soften their whatever has what has the hearts of their husband. Okay, from what I heard, Nevia Christine, we are God. Dennis said, "Daddy, what? Daddy said, glory be to God." And that's what happened. Those guys who just come to say rubbish, to start saying politics or bululu, what you know, No opportunity at Mr. Kajimba's what? Hallelujah. Amen. And yeah, so I got encouragement. I'm like, I'm doing the same thing. I'm a very serious guy in the sight of God. How do guys come and speak nonsense at my what? Guys I didn't know. Stupid fellows, man. Ungodly guys. The only one is a witch doctor and is there at Moses Musinguzi's burial. How? What has he done for me? Do you understand? So I was like, no, I'm also writing something. Okay? And if Dennis, anyway, I'll get someone, what? Hallelujah. And I'll tell them that if you don't do that, I'll be in heaven, what? Hey, and I won't be happy. Actually, that's one of the things Mr. Mujimba told the children. There's something he told them to do. Then he says, if you don't, I'll be in heaven seeing you. Isn't it? Yeah, I'll be in heaven, what? Seeing you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And at the funeral, the mother, Dennis's mom also spoke. And he told the boys, the sons, that treat your sister as well. I am watching you. Glory be to God. I am watching you. Hallelujah. Amen. But on a serious note, you guys, Olive, live for God. Live for what? Live for God. Don't live for people. Hallelujah. You want the whole world to love you, to like you. So you're just living for them, man. Nothing about the will of God for your life. You're there. All the things you're planning to do, it's about people. Glory be to God. You never sit down. You're there now. Christmas is coming in a few months, isn't it? You got plans, people, to please your relatives, to please people in the what village. For those of you who go to what? Nothing about God in those plans. Or even inquiring of him. You understand? Glory be to God. Amen? By the way, that is a sermon for today. Amen? Okay? The time has gone, so I can't what? But I've told you powerful scripture things. I've told you what? I've told you scripture things. So don't say, oh, Pastor, today, terrible day. That is the first time he hasn't preached. No, I've preached. And I've given you the word of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Parents, you're there putting your kids on pressure to become this, say what, so that they can become this. So that nange mufamile yage. And I mean, even me, man, my child is this. Now you see, you're living for what? For people. So people can talk about your children. Hey, what? This one. Hey, wow. You know, First of all, you're backfiring on two what? Fronts. Front number one, you're living for people. You know, front number two, you're taking your children out of the will of God for their lives. You know, Your child, God who created them, to be this. Now you're taking them to be or to become B, C. So you see, So you're backfiring on two major fronts. Do you understand? Living for people instead of for God. And then taking your innocent children out of the will of God for their lives. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I told you I have relatives who, when I'm with them, and then someone comes who doesn't know me, when they introduce me, they never introduce me as pastor. Okay? They introduce me as doctor. Because the pastor, whatever, Watusala. Watusala is what in English? You cut us. Now, the routes that you took, man, it's embarrassing. You understand? Like, man, now, that is not something. No CV there. Do you understand? So I look at them, like in my head, I'm like, now, you know, who these ones? Do you think I was born for them? You know, I wasn't born for I was born to do the will of God. Glory be to God. And I have evidence that what I'm doing is the will, the perfect will of God for my life. Hallelujah. Amen? Do you understand? Now I can now want to please them. Then I'm like, let me get a side job. A clinic somewhere, 2 hours a day, so that I'm a real dog. You understand? You know, that's when you prick yourself with a needle and you get HIV. Out of the will of God, man. You understand? Hallelujah. There's also the thing of money. Okay, I know I can't say anything, I can cite something, man. I'll be getting more dying. Do you understand? So you see now, what is getting you there is not God, it's money. Do you understand? So now we okula yo echikanga and see. Do you understand? Hallelujah. And echikanga and see, it is just people, so that people can see, they can know. They can know swag and by what? People, man. Glory be to God. Please don't do those things. Hallelujah. Don't do what? Young men and young ladies. Okay? You are this tribe. You find someone of the other tribe. You like, you know, it's a will of God. But your family, and they're like, that tribe for us, You know, that tribe, why, of all people, we can get you. Then you start to live for them. So you even go further and you marry for them. And after the wedding, they are gone, man. Ungaba kuleka muchintu che muchinya, in the hole they have thrown you in for them, they go, man, and have their blast. Do you understand? Okay? Young ladies, young gentlemen, don't do that. If God had told you, this is your wife, this is your husband, full stop. Those threats, but they won't show up at your wedding. So what? I won't show up at your... Who cares? So you don't show up at my wedding, then what? First of all, you are going to give me 50K. Yeah? Contribution. But you are going to come with your husband and your wife. Now, you have consumed more than 50K. So your coming is a blessing. You're not coming. It's a blessing in disguise. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Just for the sake of living for you, just for one minute, I'll read you a scripture. Hallelujah. I think it is in Acts 13, 33. Okay? David, a man after God's own heart, who served God by the will of God, who served his generation by the will of God. Is that so? Move a Bible scroll. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Esther's sister, what's your name? Ivan. Evans. Hallelujah. Okay, it's like 1336. So I'm going to leave for you by what? Reading that scripture. Okay? I want to read the more scripture that will come with to tell you about ministry gifts and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Now I know that what I've told you is the will of God for today. So it says that for David, after he had served his own generation, by the will of God, fell what? Asleep. He served his generation by the will of God. The same way where it even says that he was a man after God's own heart. Okay? Both of them are what? Okay, so let's read 22 also. 22 and 36. 13, 22. Okay? It says that, and when he had removed him, Saul, God raised up for them David as king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after what? My own heart. Who will do what? All my will. Hallelujah. Now ask yourself a question. Can God say that about you? God nagamba nsanze glory. A woman after my own what? Heart. Who will do all my will? Okay? When God is like, your glory is a mumanyi. Person wange, if I want something to be done, I know who will do it for me. Okay? Can God say that about us? Okay? We don't know, but we should aspire for that. Not doing the will of the people. Not doing the what? The will of the people, but the will of God. Remember, This is a guy who said that I will love you. Okay? And loving God primarily means doing his will. Isn't it? Not just sitting there, no mimbiro bu yimba, those nice sweet songs, or we have a melody of Lunjob. Yeah? No your emotions, no younger. Mukama dala omwagala. Okay? And that's okay. But primarily it's doing what? His will, being after his own heart. Glory be to God. Amen? And he did that, as we saw, as we see in verse 36. After he had done the will of God, he fell asleep. Nakagala. Oba nekakolachi? Oba nekakolachi? Nekagwamu, isn't it? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But I hope you realize that I'm telling you something very serious. Glory be to God. Amen? And you see, parents, we should train our children that way. Okay? Sometimes you know God's will for your child, but because the child wants this, take me into this, you just go along and what? But you know the will of God for the child. Glory be to God. You're instead of sticking to what you know is the will of God, is God's will for that child. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I said it in the past. I will say it again, because now nafunye omwagizi. Do not live for those things of legacy. So that you can now also be big. So that now, what? Bishops can show up at your what? Funeral. I heard of a guy who died, some guy in the West. I know what I'm checking. He died, I think, recently. Then bishops were there, man. Bishops. Okay? So these guys were there. Anyway, the people in that area, like everyone who would come to speak, would say, man, this is how we should all die. When you have bishops, you know. Isn't that so? It's a true story. Can you imagine? You see now, that is kind of thinking. So what does, you're dead. Okay, I'm dead. Okay? I'm dead. What is it going to profit me, a dead person, for bishops to be there at my what? Burial. Do you understand? What is it adding to me, a dead person? You understand? What? And you see, sometimes the people who say that nonsense, you find that they are even born again. Born again, ingakati, they are like, man, we should all die in, you know, live in such a way that when we die, bishops, man, can show up like now they have showed up for this guy. Okay? Because in no more what? Circumcised man. When a guy who's broke, what dies, man, bishops are not there. It is what? Omubulizi. What are they called? Any like again, Omubulizi, Omsomesa. That's what they are called, isn't it? So now guys start living. So, and now, from what I understand, burial, it wasn't just one bishop. Isn't that so? There were four bishops. So do you see, now, when you start to live for that rubbish, do you know what's going to happen? You're going to stand back and say, why did these bishops show up? The bishops showed up because this guy was rich. 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 He built that church. He built that one. Then he did this for the reverend. He did this for the pastor. He did this for the prophet. Huh? Then you're like, now for me, I don't have the money to do all those things. But I have to do them so that bishops can show up. So you see how you're going to become a thief. You're going to become a thief. You're going to sell your mother's land. Your father left land for what? Your mother. You're going to sell it. Okay, you're going to... What are you going to do to your mom? You're going to... What's the word? Anyway, but you understand what I'm saying? You're going to sell your mother's land. But for you, you don't care. The bishops might, they must bury me in glory. But you see, you're going to hell, man. And the bishops will show up and lie to people that you've gone to heaven. You understand? Good. That's what they're supposed to say. That what? Blessed are those who die in the Lord. This one was a Mukrista, yo, what, canoni? Some canons are not in heaven. We're sure of one. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But the younger you are, the quicker you should jump on this thing, man. Sometimes people have grown, it's hard to get them to live for God. Hallelujah. So you Regans, man, you know, before you get into this thing of running after land, I tell what, I tell rent, house bills, water bills, you understand? This is the best time to say, for me, I will love you, God. It's hard to really sing that song at a certain age. Especially when you know what it means. If you're just saying emotions, I will love you, God, I'll give my emotion. That's easy. But when you understand what loving God primarily means, at a certain age, it's difficult to sing that song. You know, when that phrase reaches, you sing in the Holy Ghost. So the younger you are, man, the easier it is to get on board. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Children, are you listening? Okay. Oria, are you listening? Hey, don't live for people. Live for God. Don't live for your friends, man. Those friends you're with in school now, you live for them. Next year, they're in another school, you won't see them again. Now, you wasted all living for them. Sometimes even living for them means maybe getting into bad what? Manners like them. You understand? And God is not happy. Hallelujah. Shake. Don't live for your friends. Live for God. Okay? And God will bless you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay? Mr. Kalibala's children, don't live for people. Live for God. And God will bless you. Okay? God will do what? God will bless you. First of all, God will be so pleased with you. And then he will bless you. And then even when you leave this world, he will bless you with rewards in heaven. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.